We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, and we are approaching the end of the introduction. Chafetz Chaim had enumerated how many prohibitions can be transgressed when saying Lashon Hara. And then he enumerated how many proactive commandments. And now finally, the Chafetz Chaim is enumerating how many curses are involved. There are places in the Torah where it says, cursed is one who does such and such. V'im chas v'shalom, we're on the letter Gimel on page 1 Gimel. V'im chas v'shalom nasa davar tzlo kmo hefker, and if God forbid, a person views Lashon Hara as free, as a freebie, hefker. It's free for all. Shenom kabel al atzmo nishael mimenu, that a person does not feel it incumbent upon himself to be careful not to say Lashon Hara. Over od al achur shlishi, so then he is in transgression of the third area in Torah where it says, cursed is he who transgresses, v'hu, and that is what the Torah says, arur shelo ikim tivrat Torah zot lasot otam. Towards the end of the Torah says, cursed is a person who does not accept to maintain the Torah. What's the Torah saying there? Shepirushu shelo ikabel latzmol kem tkol haTorah. That means, we all know that part of being human is that sometimes we make mistakes, and sometimes we do things we regret, and sometimes we're not up to what we should be doing. But there's a big difference between being normal, which involves making certain mistakes, and saying, I don't buy this mitzvah. Those are two different types of people. Person who says, there are 613 mitzvot, and I try, but I'm not perfect, that's a good, normal, kosher person. But a person who says, I don't buy that mitzvah, there's a mitzvah which I'm not going to do, so that's why the Torah comes and says, cursed is a person who does not uphold the words of the Torah. Which means, when a person says, I don't accept the whole Torah, I'm going to do all the mitzvahs, except one. I'm going to do the mitzvahs, but this area bothers me. Vehu, and a person who says that, nikra mumah ledavar achad. That's what's called an apostate in one area. That's a very harsh term in halacha. Mumar ledavar echad. Someone who's considered an apostate in one area, al yedei zeh, kivan shebishat nev shover al isur chamur hazeh. Being that he willingly, blatantly, calmly transgresses this grave transgression. So he's taking this area in Torah and he says that's a freebie.
Is it saying that he doesn't accept it, or it's saying that he struggles at it and doesn't improve himself one
night? So if he's a regular Jew
and he keeps all the mitzvahs, one of two things. One of the hardest things, he keeps all the other mitzvahs to his best.
There's a difference between someone who says, I wish I could keep it all, and I'm not up to it. I'm not succeeding. One day I'll get there. And someone who says, it's hefker. So it's not relevant. That's called mumar ledavar achad. A person says, I keep the Torah, but I don't feel like eating matzah on Pesach. That's a mumar. A person says, I keep the Torah, but what's the big deal if I just turn on a light on Shabbos? So that's mumar ledavar achad. Then you have a person who says, I keep the Torah and I'm working on it and I'm a work in progress and I find it so hard not to answer SMSs on Shabbos. I'll get there, but I'm not yet there. Sometimes I can do it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I live up to it, sometimes I don't. Hopefully I'll be better one day. I'm not happy with where I am, but this is where I am. That's okay. That's not a mumar. He might be transgressing. Notice I said might be. Because sometimes, in the growth process, that's the best he can be at this point. Sometimes a person grew up, we had a student here who is no longer with us. He passed away since then, but he told me that when he was 25, after growing up with every type of religion in the house, one day his mother calls him into the room and says, son, you're going out to the Marines, I just want to tell you you're a Jew. So he looks at her and he says, Ma, what? And she says, yeah. The Jews think you're a Jew. I'm Jewish, and my mother's Jewish, and my grandmother's Jewish. And after the Holocaust, we decided that we're just going to marry non-Jews and hide the fact that we're Jewish. But you should know that the Jews consider you Jewish. So he's 25 years old, and for the first time in his life, he hears he's a Jew. So imagine a guy like that. He doesn't even know what it means. He's heading out. He headed out to Afghanistan or Iraq, and he's, and now he found out he's a Jew, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So you think the Ribbono Shel Olam holds it against him that he sends SMSs on Shabbos that he's not eating kosher yet? The Talmud says Hashem doesn't come towards man with claims that are unfair. Hashem knows the human condition. Hashem knows that there are things we're capable of and things we're not capable of. So even though there are 613 mitzvot, but Hashem doesn't expect him to turn over overnight. He can't. He doesn't know anything yet. He signed in for the Marines. So the first time he had vacation from the Marines, he came over to Tel Aviv. And he went to a pub looking for Judaism. And he went around Tel Aviv looking for Judaism. And he picked up a Jewish girlfriend. And he was looking for Judaism. Eventually, he got to Machon Meir. But initially, he didn't know. Tried to make Jewish friends. Tried to see, what is this? What does it mean to be a Jew? So that's why I said that it's not even necessarily held against him. When a person's in the growth process, so it could be that at this stage of his growth process, it's not right for him yet to take on everything. He'll flip out. We take things on gradually. We learn, and then we observe, and then we learn some more, and then we observe some more, and we keep growing. But a Jew, there's a difference between someone who says, I'm not yet holding there, and someone who says, I don't care about that mitzvah. When a person says, I don't care about that mitzvah, that's called mumar ledavar echad. That's someone who we wouldn't let him be a witness at a wedding ceremony, etc. There are many ramifications. And that's considered one of the graver sins. So the Chafetz Chaim says, with this, I'm basically done. I finished by enumerating the three types of curses one can fall into if they transgress the prohibition of Lashon Hara. And then he adds a parenthetical comment, which is really going to bring us to the end of this intro. And if, God forbid, he spoke about his parents, then that's another curse that the Torah says, we're on page Nun Dalet, as we explained earlier. So the Talmud in Tractate Shavuos asks, what ramifications are there if a person is called cursed by the Torah? So the Torah says, cursed is he who does this. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Boklala, Bonidui, not only a curse, but it's as though in heaven they've ostracized him. Lachen kol ish yodem etzmo shelo nitzar ma'avon amar hazeh. So if someone knows himself that he's not careful in this, tzrich lot chared ben nafsho lo echas v'chlila nidu b'shamayim al zeh. He has to be concerned. Maybe in heaven they're upsetting him over this. Maybe they ostracized him. We shouldn't think it's a freebie. We're skipping to the next paragraph. And there are plenty of other bitter things that can happen through saying Lashon Hara. One of the things that Lashon Hara develops within a person is cruelty. When a person speaks freely about other people, so they desensitize themselves from other people's feelings. And we can learn the inverse. The more careful we are about how we speak, the more we develop our rachmanut, our compassion, our care for other people. Umidat ha'kas, and when a person willingly speaks about other people, he also develops the trait of anger, shu'avon chamul, that's also a grave transgression. Moshe Fligu Chazan b'Shabbat, as our sages went on about it in Tractate Shabbos. V'gam kam pamim ba'al yedei zeh leleitzanut, l'shar midot rot k'yotzeh ben, and lishon hara can bring a person to leitzanut, to speaking in ways that are frivolous and immodest, and all kinds of other improper traits. That's why we have this whole long introduction where he went on and on about the severity of Lashon Hara. From this intro, we're supposed to appreciate how destructive Lashon Hara and Rechilut can be. The Torah gives us a distinct prohibition. It says, "Lo telech achil b'amecha." Don't go around telling about other people. Yotel mar kol amidot rot. You don't find any other trait. The Torah doesn't give you a specific commandment: be modest, be kind. It doesn't say that in the Torah. It does say, "Don't go around talking about other people." It's unique. This is the one midah that the Torah speaks about. Where does the Torah say, "Don't be angry"? You have a pasuk about that. You do have a pasuk about this. It says, "Be gone Hashem's footsteps." That it says. Yoter mal kol amidot ha'ra'ot. So the Torah gave this more attention than other traits. And as we wrote earlier, and with this I've concluded my introduction, says the Chafetz Chaim. Now the Chafetz Chaim concludes the introduction. He says, "Va'avakesh li didi akore," and I ask you, my friend, the reader, "Shezot apticha ikha v'yachzor v'ikha." Read this and review it. Read it again. Ki v'daim u'ila l'inyan zeh le'aba yoter min hakol. He says, I think that the introduction is what's most potent to help us be aware of Lashon Hara and its gravity. The introduction is the most potent. Because what I've written here is actually, I've gathered from the words of the early commentaries that are holy and pure. They burn like torches. They're clear. They enlighten like torches. And they, the earlier commentaries, certainly were so careful about this. And that's why their words have an impact. Chafetz Chaim here is telling us something. You want to impact someone, talk to them about something that you're real about. Is it real by you? If it's real by you, then you can talk to other people about it. And what you say will move them. And so he says, when I quote from the earlier commentaries, undoubtedly, it was real by them. They were really careful about Lashon Hara. So when they spoke about it, it had an impact. Now I want you to know, he says, I put in a lot of work to research which prohibitions and commandments are involved. I didn't just pick out of thin air. And I worked very hard till Hashem helped me and I came up with this whole intro. And if someone is going to wonder, if I'm telling you it's such a grave offense to say Lashon Hara, then how come we find in the Talmud sometimes that one Amora speaks badly about another Amora? We find that in the Talmud. Shouldn't that bother you? Here I am saying it's so grave, and yet we find it in Talmud. He says, I quoted later on from the response of the Chavot Yair, and throughout the book, I try to answer that question. He says, pay attention, I will address that too. And with that, we've concluded the introduction of the Chafetz Chaim, and Bezrat Hashem, next time, we'll start the actual halachot. All this was just intro.